transition over to our prayer. You know, we pray without ceasing, but this morning I want to ask God to give us strength, to protect us, to keep us, and just show himself strong with us on today. Would that be all right? All right. So let's go right on over to our prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We just want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, you for waking us up this morning, starting us in our right mind. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our bodies being as well as they are, Lord Jesus. Things we've gone through, places we've been, stuff we've endured, stuff we've seen, trouble we've been in, places we desire to go, things we desire to have, things that we desire to do, things we desire to see. Lord, I ask that you look upon, Lord Jesus, not just my family, not just upon the Safe House Church, but every place of faith, every person in the country, both white, black, Latino, Asian, Puerto Rican, all fairs of skin, all hues of skin. Lord, we need your help right now. Lord, it's nothing that we have done, Lord Jesus, and Lord, we just need your grace. Lord, we just need your mercy. Lord, but we have a world that's crying out right now, Lord. Your people are hurting. Lord Jesus, people are losing loved ones due to the coronavirus, and they don't know how to handle that, Lord. Others are in civil unrest, Lord Jesus. And it didn't take but a spark or a flame for things to go south real quick. Lord, for some, it seems like times are uncertain. And we're in places, Lord Jesus, and in things, Lord Jesus, we don't know about. But nonetheless, oh God, we trust you, Lord. I trust you, oh God, Lord Jesus. I know that you hold tomorrow in your hand, Lord Jesus. And without you, Lord Jesus, we would be nothing, oh God. We would be nothing, Lord Jesus. We would be that ship without a sail, Lord Jesus. I ask that you look upon your people, Lord Jesus. Forgive us of our sins, Lord Jesus, those sins that are known and unknown to us, oh God. Protect our children, oh God. Lord, you protect our parents, oh God. Protect us, oh God. Lord, I ask that you continue to open up doors. Lord, show us where to go and where not to go. What to do and what not to do, what to say and what not to say, where to go and where not to go. Lord, we thank you for discernment on today. Lord, I thank you for the spirit of discernment, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, helping us to judge rightly. Lord, while others may feel, Lord Jesus, that we off base, Lord Jesus, and that we should be with this group and we should be with that group, Lord, that we should be saying this thing, we should be saying that thing, oh God. But Lord Jesus, you know. And Lord, and because you know, Lord Jesus, our faith is built on you. Our faith is built in you, Lord. And for that, I want to say, I just thank you, Lord, and we love you, and we praise your name, Lord, and we give your name all the honor, all the praise, the glory, and the power, Lord, for it belongs to you and you alone, for we dare not touch that glory, but give your name the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, and good morning. Welcome to the Safe House Church of Greensboro, North Carolina. Well, I'm your pastor, Dr. Peter Ely. I like to also dub myself, a.k.a. Greensboro's favorite pastor. For God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And we know we're in a world right now of much civil unrest, and many different things are going on. But I don't know about you, but I am determined. I am determined to trust God. I am determined to know that, well, you know what, even though all these things are going on, he has our back. He said, and these times is when we hold on to our faith. So I don't know about you, but I want Jesus to be a fence around me. Come celebrate him with me this morning. If you want Jesus to be a fence around you, a fence, I want Jesus to be a fence.
You might as well go ahead and get your dance on.
This is Pentecost Sunday, y'all.
Jesus, be a fence all around me every day.
I'm asking you to protect me.
Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way.
I know you can.
Yes, Lord.
I know you will.
Yes, Lord.
Fight my battle.
Yes, Lord.
I keep still.
Yes, Lord. Lord, be a fence all around me every day.
Can you say what the
Jesus, be a fence all around me.
I see it, I see it. I'm a dreamer,
Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way.
I'm ready again.
Yes, Lord.
I know you will.
Yes, Lord.
Break my battle.
Yes, Lord.
Just give
living, Lord. Your healing's all around me every day.
Yeah.
This is my prayer, Lord, that I pray each and every day, that you would guide my footsteps,
let them strong for his way.
Lord, I need you to direct me all along the way, all along your friends all around me, every day. Come on, help me say,
Jesus, be a thing all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along.
We need his protection, y'all. We don't know where he's at.
Lord, you fight my battles. Lord, I'm still
say,
God, be a thing all around me every day.
Let's go get rough.
And the nights are so long. In my eyes, I'm a wing. Now I'm winning. Trying to steal my soul. But when he comes, like a flood is around me. My love will stand here. I'm standing here waiting. Hold on. Be a friend all around me. Every day.
Come on, somebody on this
side.
Jesus, be a friend so
long.
Yes, Lord.
I know you will.
Yes, Lord.
Fight my battles.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, just teach me.
Yes, Lord. Lord, be a fence all around me every day.
Come on.
Jesus, be a fence.
Jesus, be a fence.
Come on, wait.
Jesus, be a fence.
How many of you know Jesus will be a fence?
Be a fence.
Be a fence right now.
Jesus, be a fence. Jesus, be a fence.
Good morning, everybody. Jesus is going to be a fence.
Be
a fence. While others out here doing whatever they do, I know that Jesus is going to be a fence.
Protection.
Protection. Protection. Along the way. Protection. Protection.
Protection.
Along the way. Along the way. Along the way. Along the way. Along the way.
Protection.
Some
tower.
Some tower.
My family.
Along the way.
Jesus, be a fence. Jesus, be a fence. Jesus, be a fence. Jesus, be
protection,
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 along the way,
protection,
salvation,
strong tower,
along the way, along the way,
along the way,
along the way,
along the way.
Jesus, be a fence. Jesus, be a
fence.
Jesus, be a
fence.
Jesus, be a
fence.
Protection.
Strong
tower.
Protection.
Along the way.
My refuge.
My family.
My family.
Along the way.
Protection.
My sovereign.
Protector.
Protector.
Along the way.
My family.
My family.
My children.
My children.
My brother.
My brother.
Along the way.
Jesus, be a fence.
Call on the name of the Lord this morning.
Be a fence.
Jesus, be a fence.
You should make some noise in this place.
Jesus, be a fence.
Protection,
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 along the way,
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 protection,
my family, your family, all on the land, my children, your children, my sister, all on the land, my brothers, my mother, my father, all on the land. My family, Jesus be a faith. Jesus be a faith. Jesus be a faith. Jesus be a faith. Put your hands together. How many know you need Jesus to be a fence? Not just a fence of protection, but along the way. You all, this is the church's finest hour. Hallelujah, Jesus. As we celebrate this being the day of Pentecost, that this being the day of Pentecost, the day that the Holy Ghost came down. I don't know about you, but I am so happy, so glad that I'm full of the Holy Ghost fire this morning. That, you know what, despite what's going on, despite what we see across the land, God said what? That he would be here for us. And I don't know about you, but I'm learning.
Find yourself
each and every day. I gotta trust
while
you.
While in that storm, it seems like
you gotta trust you. Jesus. And walk the worship with me this morning.
Sometimes it seems like God himself is forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to meet you. Lord, I trust you.
I can see it.
I can't feel your touch. I will trust you, Lord, how I love you so much. My nights may seem long, and I feel so alone. Lord, my trust is in you. I surrender to you. And so many painful thoughts trouble my mind. And I
will make it. Lord, I trust you.
I'll trust you.
It's not easy.
Lord, it's
oh,
Lord. Sometimes the pain in my life
makes you seem so far away.
So far away. But I'll trust.
We got to hold on to him, church.
I need to know
your name. I know I can make it.
Will the tears in the way?
Thank you, Jesus.
My heart in your way. I'll trust you.
Lord, I trust you.
It's no doubt some of us are in pain right now, but God, I trust you. My faith is not failing.
Everything that I see
tells me not to worry, but I will trust you, Lord. You have never failed me.
My past still controls me.
Things that happen to me, to Jesus.
Has hurt ever me.
Yeah.
I can only trust you. No one loves like you do.
Witness the thoughts in my mind.
So many painful thoughts jump through my mind. And I wonder.
I will make it
through.
Oh God, but I trust you.
I'll trust. Lord, it's mighty.
Sometimes the pain in my life.
Sometimes the pain.
Oh God,
in my life.
It makes you seem so far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust.
I trust. I used to know your
name.
Through the tears.
The
heartache
and
rain. Anybody
that had to cry a little midnight hour.
Oh, Lord, I
would
trust you,
Lord. Every time you had to cry. The heartache
and rain.
Come on, take it out through the tears. Oh, that's right, through the
heartache.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Listen, somebody's going through something right now. The devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out. He says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say,
come on, sweet, let's lift my hands right now.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
I don't know. Eyes when you work it out. And he's going to show up and he's going to show out. Yes.
Oh, that's right.
We.
I'll trust you.
Trust.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Lord, I.
When the pain's going.
Trust.
I thought you would put more
in
you, that I can better. trust you. In spite of what I said, in spite of what I'm doing, I trust you. God, you never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you.
In the name of Jesus. All right, come on, you got to say it for yourself. This just can't be about me. It can't be about you. But we got to reach out and say, Lord, I know it looks, Lord, you bad right now. But I trust you, Lord. I don't know where it's for you, Lord. But I trust you, Lord. I feel pain too, oh God. But I trust you, Lord. No, they're killing people in the streets, Lord. I trust you, Lord. No, I don't see where it's going, but Lord, I trust you. I trust you. Lord, you're Jehovah Jireh, Lord. You are my provider. Lord, you're Jehovah Nissi, oh God. I trust you, Lord. I'm sorry this morning. I had a moment. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I trust y'all. This thing is no plaything for me. I know there's others out here who do this to get paid. There are others out here who find this as a job. But y'all, this is life for me. This is life for me. This is how I choose to live life. I choose His strength. I choose His joy. I choose His anointing. I choose His power. I choose. You have a choice today. You choose. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let the devil, race made of people, fool you. Don't let them fool you for what they want. Now, even the ISIS. You have a choice today. You don't have to act like people, crazy folk in the streets. You don't have to act like that. I'm not going back. You go, but I'm not. For me and my house, we have decided that we're going to serve God. Yes. Yeah, Honorable Son. Woo! Yes, Lord Jesus. Yeah, Honorable Son. Lord, now the power of your anointing, oh God. Oh, the program is already taught today. Don't even figure that out by now. Hallelujah. This is not put on. Hallelujah, Jesus. But on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that He came in like a mighty rushing wind, and He took over, He filled the room where they were just sitting. Hallelujah, Jesus. And every man had a tongue that was his own tongue. And on that day, 3,000 were added to the number. This thing is not fake, y'all. I feel it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is not put on. Those who know me, this is what knows that this is how I live.
It's over.
This is life.
It's over.
He's always protecting me. It doesn't mean that I live on a bed of roses. Don't mean things ain't happened to me. Don't mean stuff hadn't went on. But God has been good. not been changed. You have to make a choice today. Will you be changed? Yes. Woo! Yes, Lord. You got to decide you want to go back. I won't go back, can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and changed. You gotta make a choice today. Say, I won't go back, I can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and changed. Your praise. They expect you to be out in the streets looting and doing all kinds of vile things, but I have a God that told me. I have a God that I trust that he's not failed me yet. Others can do what they want to do, but he's not failed me yet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! How many of you know you've made a decision? You won't go back. You can't go back. I'm not going to go back and be what I used to be. That's what people have me to be. They have me to be in opposite street. But I serve a God. I serve a God. You serve a God. And he told us not let that be. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but if you didn't get your worship in, then shame in on you. Shame in on you. But God's just so good, you all. And I couldn't help myself. I'm not going to apologize for his praise, you know, but I know I'm supposed to be a little bit more couped, and I know I'm supposed to be a little bit more tactful or whatever, but when the Spirit of God hits you, hallelujah, like it did on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of God comes in and the enemy is raging like a flood and the Lord has lifted up a standard against them, you can't help yourself sometimes. You can't help yourself but reach out to them and grab onto that power and grab onto that anointing, because we right now have a world he's looking for his power. We have a world right now that's looking for answers. We have a world right now that's looking for his anointing. Who's looking for what? The difference. And I'm telling you right now, you are as the church, this is our finest hour. This is our finest hour. This is the place that what he haveth us to be. This is the place that you and I, the Bible said what? That we shall be like a light that cannot be hid. And I don't know about you, but I know that day is upon us. Brothers and sisters, get ready. You know, everybody's not going to like us, you know, and I'm learning more and more each and every day. I'm developing a tougher and tougher skin, because there's going to be some people who are not going to like me, because I'm going to stand for Christ. I'm going to stand for integrity. All I got is my voice. All I got is my voice. All you got is your voice. And once that voice has been silent by what? By iniquity. While that voice has been silent by, you know, chastisement. While that voice has been silent by the things that we do and we find in places and things that we find ourselves in. Then what? Now what do we have? We just as bad as everybody else. Good morning, Safe House Church. My name is Dr. Peter Ely. I'm the pastor of the Safe House Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. For God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And today is our Pentecostal Sunday service this morning. For God has already dropped his Spirit on us, y'all. And I know we've just been dealing with things. If you've been on social media, any, you watch TV, any, or anything, you know that many things have been going on, and there's stuff all over the place. And God, but nonetheless, God is still good. If you would do me a favor, if you're on social media, if you're on Periscope, Facebook, won't you not be ashamed to hit the share button? Because somebody needs to hear this message today. I believe that I have a divine word from God on today that I. I wrestled with God all night long and didn't get much sleep because I was like, Lord, this is the church's finest hour. Lord, what have you us to say? Lord, for the whole world is watching because people are looking for answers. And Lord Jesus, and they looking to us, Lord Jesus, to be able to say a thing or two, Lord. And Lord, and all I want to know is, Lord Jesus, just give us, Lord Jesus, this day. Give us this day, Lord Jesus, that we'll be able to worship you and praise you, Lord Jesus, and give your name all the honor and all the praise that you so much deserve. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. So as we go in this morning, I want to go in and talk a little bit as we go into our word. That clearly, you know, I'm a pastor here and somewhat still, I mean, new to this space, but I want to be clear. Here at the Safe House Church, we support our brothers and sisters. You know, just not black or African American brothers and sisters, but brothers and sisters of every hue and every color. Clearly, I'm a black man. I cannot sit here today and say I'm not going to say anything or not do anything about what's going on. And I do support protests. We support protests. You know, that's how people get people's attention. But, you know, the anarchy that's going on, we don't support. I know I'm probably losing friends. I'm going to lose some people. But, you know, it comes a time. In a man's life, it comes a time in a church life that you got to stand for something. And I know everybody didn't necessarily agree with our stance or where we stand, but I stand on the word of God. I stand with God, tell us what we can do and what we can't do. I know that my own personal feelings and things that I struggle inside of Peter, the flesh side of Peter, might want to do some things that will be contrary to the word of God. They might want to do and say some things, but at the end of the day, all I have is what? My integrity and my faith. And I've chosen, the Safe House Church has chosen our faith and our integrity. We're going to still be consistent. We're still going to help and compel others to come. We're still going to help the poor. We're still going to, you know, watch out and keep our brothers and sisters of every color. You know, young men losing their lives in the street. Is it wrong? Absolutely. The Bible says that it's wrong to take anybody's life. You know, is it wrong when leadership say things that's out of bounds? Yes. But then even then, I have to look back and look in that people who serve at the will of the king. And we serve what? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I'm like, Lord, I don't understand it. I don't make sense of it. Why would you let such a king serve who seems so incompetent and all these things? But you didn't tell me to question who he allowed to serve. He told me to what? Pray even for our cricket leaders. And I know, but since people are not believers, you cannot expect people who are non-believers to get this word. You cannot expect people who are non-believers, people who are not fire baptized, people who don't believe that the Bible is the infallible word of God from cover to cover. They do not have the same truth. All they have is the contract that they have. Why? Because our society is built off a contract. That contract says that if you do what you're supposed to do, I do what I'm supposed to do. And clearly, by law enforcement, by powers that be, those who are in government, they have broken the contract with many citizens. And this is why they are in the streets. So I get it. We get it. However, as many have said before, I serve a contract with a God that's higher than this. I have a contract in this thing called my Bible that tells me there's certain things I can do. There's certain things I can make reference to. And as long as he's holding his contract, I'm obligated to hold mine. For my Bible tells me that I'm a slave unto Christ. And I know many would say, oh, you're just a slave, period. But so be it, because I'm a well taken care of slave. He's never forgotten me. He's always been protecting me. I've been through some things in my life. Have I been racial profiled? Yes. Have I been spat aside? Have I some really vile things I've been spit on? Yeah, as nasty as that been, I've been spent on as an adult man. Yeah, I wanted to slap the taste out of that joker's mouth. I've been profiled. Yet my faith, see, if you don't have faith, I get it. I expect you to do what you're doing. But those who are blood-bought people, those who claim to have his name, those who claim to be full of the Holy Ghost, you can't act like this. Why? Because we have a standard. And what they're doing is not it. Because when all that is said and done, when they get tired of doing what they're doing, they're going to become looking. And if you're participating, if you're stealing, if you're killing people, there are people who are dying in this right now. Yes, all this over the death of a person, I get it. But now others are dying in the name of what? For you to have a big screen TV? For you to burn down a building? History is history. There's some things that happen in this Bible Peter does not like. It doesn't change the fact that it did not happen. Hebrews were slaves for 400 years in Egypt. And they came to Egypt, how? For protection. They came because of Joseph. Joseph ended up rising to be what? The prince of Egypt, basically. And he does what? He goes in there. And he says, Pharaoh, my people are dying. And Pharaoh let him bring his people in there. It was the Bible. Your Bible tells you it was 70 of them. And they were there captive for 400 years. And they got to a point that it was so many of them that they grew and people became fearful because the minority was starting to become the majority. Sounds familiar to you? So what do? They oppressed them. They put them, they made them slaves. They made their labor hard. And every time they protested, what did they do? They made the work harder. Yeah, they did. That's in your Bible. You should read it sometime. Mm-hmm. So then what happens? And see, this is not even what I must have been preaching today, but it is where the Spirit taking me, because the subject is, our church is subject to change based on the Spirit. If you ever come see us, that's how we roll. So then what happens? Now Moses comes in, and what does he do? They tell Moses, Moses, you can't even help us. Why did they tell Moses you couldn't help them? Because Moses was a man what? That went in there in the streets and he was killing them too because he felt a certain way. When he saw a Egyptian beating a Hebrew man, what did the Bible say Moses do? Moses killed the man. Yeah, what you see in the streets, it's in your Bible too. It's nothing new under the sun, y'all. History has a tendency to repeat itself and it does it even faster when you have a tendency not to remember. Mm-hmm. Black people aren't all the ones slaves. You know, there's some movement that says, well, Hebrews and blacks are the same. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I hadn't studied that. So I'm not going to say yay or nay. There's a lot of similarities. There's no question about it. However, what am I saying to you today? So then what? Moses gets there. And you know what? They tell Moses. And Moses does what? Moses tries to stand up for this other guy because he saw this other guy getting beat up. And they tell Moses, Moses, how you gonna tell me anything? Because you was out here killing people too. See how that dilutes your power? See how that dilutes what God has given you? See how that takes away from everything that even though you wanted to do good and you was in position to do good and you wanted to bring this forth, that now what? Everything you've done has just been what? Null and void. Why? Why is it null and void? Because now you are in the same category as them. This is why I'm telling you, the people of faith, believers, we can't get caught up in this stuff. It's easy. You can't sit in social media 24/7 and just keep feeding this stuff and watching CNN and Fox TV and keep feeding this stuff. Why? Because it taints your spirit. See, there was a reason why God put us on a fast this week, Safe House. He knew what day was coming. And I don't find it strange that we started fasting right when this stuff started. So what? Now Moses can't do anything. Mm-hmm. So then Moses does what? So then Moses what? Moses leaves. This is why Moses left. Moses left why? He left because he cannot do anything because the people knew he was a murderer too. His hands were just as bloody as theirs. Did you see what I'm saying to you today? So if your hands are bloody, how can you tell somebody else not to do a thing? I understand people are frustrated, and I know you're not going to agree with me, and that's okay, because the Bible told me that I was going to come a time that you weren't going to agree with me. That tells me if everybody agrees with me, I need to check what I'm doing, because that means something I'm not doing right, because he told me that it was going to be a day that they weren't going to agree. They're not going to deal with what? Sound doctrine. He said they were going to do what? Have itching ears. Wanting to hear what it is that whatever they want to hear. Because what it satisfies their appetite. It satisfies their soul. It satisfies where they are. Somebody wants to get on top of a car and yeah, go burn all of them down. Then what do you got left? Ashes. Ain't no phoenix riding out there. It's a mystical animal. Some said, well, watch it rise from the ashes like a phoenix. Nonsense. And you can tell them I said so. So what did Moses do? Moses is out there. So Moses is what? Ridding himself off. Why? Because he found himself in trouble. Because he murdered a man. Mm-hmm. So then he goes out. And then what? God allows a burning bush. I don't know about you all, but I got a burning in my spirit this morning. There was a burning bush that said, Moses, no, boy, I need you. And God sends him back. Moses is not a perfect man. Moses, matter of fact, he can't even speak good. He's tongue-tied. He doesn't enunciate all his words. Mm-hmm. He stutters so much to the fact that when he asked the Lord, I can't do it. At least get my brother to talk for me. And he uses his brother to be his mouthpiece. And my Bible tells me that then he goes back and now God what is using him to do what? To remove and free the people of the children of Israel. And the children of Israel are now what? Free? Because of what? Because of Moses comes in and God uses him. And even at the end of the day, what? Moses even finds himself enraged. That he finds himself, that Moses finds himself what? To a point that he gets himself in trouble with his own attitude. Now notice this, he's the man of God. God didn't use him at this point. The children of Israel have left. They've gotten out of persecution. And look, and this is the crazy thing. Even when they get out of persecution, what do? They can murmur and they complain. Mm-hmm. Let everything be perfect. You still gonna find something to complain about. That's how it goes. They left Egypt with what? The gold of Egypt. The Bible told them, he said, go ask for what you want. Lord knows I ain't had no intention of going this way, but God knows. He said, go ask for what you want. And they'll give you to you. And they gave them the wealth of Egypt. So they walked away with gold and silver. So much so that all the animals were weighed down with it. So much so that they were all weighed down with it. And now what happens? Now they're what? They go on and they have all this. And then they what? They reach the what? The Red Sea. And then God provides a way for them to cross the Red Sea. And you know what happens? They get over there and Moses goes to go get God's law. And you know what they do? The first chance they get, they have an orgy. They have parties. They dancing around naked. They create their own God. The same God who just delivered them. Oh, I'm talking about us black people. The same God who had just delivered them. What do? The Bible, it's nothing new under the sun. I said, you don't have to agree with me, but it's in here, and I agree with this. Mm-hmm. I'm being a pastor this morning. So if this is too much for you, I get it. But those at the safe house, they know where we're going because we got to be focused. And anyway, he goes through all of this, and they get there, and now Moses gets there, and Moses comes back, and he sees what they're doing, and Moses is so upset, because Moses understands what he's put into this. He knows where he's been, and he knows where he's gone, and he's did all this work, and now he sees his life work is in vain. Y'all think Martin Luther King would be proud of what he's seeing? I'm just saying. He took an assassin's bullet, a 30-06 bullet to the neck for that? He did take it so that we can have other things and all this stuff. But for that, I'm just saying. I know we're in a generation today that these kids, but see, that's why God always uses what? It's people of faith. The leadership starts out of the church, not the United States government. So while we out here fussing, why we can't have church and we mad about this, we mad about COVID and all this stuff, somebody need to be on their knees praying and say, Lord, eradicate this disease. It needs to be somebody on their knees praying and say, Lord, I don't understand, Lord, but we need your leadership in an hour like this, Lord. We need your understanding in an hour like this instead of fussing about can they go into church and they fussing about this and women preachers and pants and all this stuff. Yeah, I said it. What are you doing? Yeah, people and young people are losing their lives in the very streets that we claim to be saving. In your book, too. Then Moses what? So God tells Moses, the people need water. And what does Moses do? Read it. It's in your Bible. I give you scripture reference. Exodus. Read the whole book. It'll be good for you. So then he goes, what? Then they get to a point that he goes and he's supposed to give the people water. And Moses is so mad with the people, God told him, what? Just speak to the rock. And out of his anger, he strikes the rock. And you know what God does? He said, Moses, you done did all this work. You did all these great things. Yet you did this one thing now that was pretty dumb. And out of your anger, you struck this. And now, because of that, you are not going to the promised land. Now think about it. How crazy is that? All this work Moses then did. All these things he did, and God told him what? The very thing that he promised them to go to, that he was not going to go. Because he lost a piece of his integrity in that. Because he dishonored God's word in that. So brothers and sisters, what I'm here to tell you today, I get it. I understand it. I see it. But I don't agree. Because my Bible tells me that these things are going to come. And that what? The church, how can we be the catalyst, the difference maker, if you're caught in it? Because what happens is they just lump you in there with the rest of it. Protest. That's a way to do it. But it's also a way not to be harming others. And I know some people say, well, they don't get into their harm. No. Do you see that? What that tells me is that I'm starting to lean to my own understanding and not trust him. Let me get on to my message today. I'm not going to be for it. If y'all got to go, I get it. Go, I understand. But I know the safe house, they're going to be here with me. Let me pull up my, I got a couple slides for you all today. Let me see if I can get my slideshow going on here. Woo! Well, I think I almost did it already. Lord, it's God is good. God is good. God is good. All right, let me see if I can, where am I? Share my screen. Okay, here we go. Yes, Lord, thank you. So let's talk a little bit today. I want to talk with you a little bit today. Hallelujah. I'm just getting started, Gwen. Stay around a little bit. Woo, boy. All right. Hopefully y'all can see that. Let's see this thing. Okay, let's see. All right. Okay. Hopefully, y'all should be able to see that. So I want to talk to y'all. Today is the church's finest hour. These are my scripture references for today. I want you to be able to look at those. So Genesis 25 and 21, we'll go into Matthew 27 and 19, and Ephesians 6, 12 and 13. There's still time to share this message. Go ahead, hit the share button, click the share button. Pastors, calm down a little bit now. Woo! God is good. All right, so let's go to Genesis 25. Genesis 25, and it says this. Once I get some of these things off my screen, okay? I can see. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of y'all is thanking God? He's good. He is good. And I'm just so, so grateful. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right. So, all right, here we go. And he says this in Genesis 25. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of her, of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Entreated here meaning that what God had looked upon his cause. He entreated the Lord. He just asked, he said, God, my wife can't have a baby. I desire to have a baby. We've gone through this many times that having a baby is a big deal. Why? Because it's reproduction, but in particular a male child, because with a male child, this is where things are reproducing. This is where the seed goes. And wealth is passed. So this is important. And then the Bible goes on and says this in verse 22. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus this? And she went to inquire of the Lord. So here you find Rebekah. Rebekah has what? She's pregnant. And in her pregnancy, she has a pregnancy where she has some struggle during her pregnancy. What do you mean struggle in her pregnancy? That the children inside of her were fighting inside of her. That the children inside of her were fighting inside of her. So she was pregnant with what? Twins. She had twin boys
that where she was impregnated with. And those twin boys inside of her were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
They were having a battle royale, so to speak. They were in there doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
How many know sometimes you have a battle within? I don't know about you, but I have battles within. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. But I have a battle within. So this battle within, there's what? There's two different things going inside of her. And what does he tell? He says what? As she asks, and this is why prayer and supplication is important, because you pray, you ask, and then God will show you. He says, and the Lord said unto her, two nations. Somebody say two. Type the word two. Two nations are in thy womb, and two men of people shall be separated from their bowel. Two types of people. Now notice here, they're coming from the same womb. They're coming from the same place. They're coming from the same origin. See, clearly I'm African-American. I'm black. I was born in the United States, so yeah, I'm African-American. You know, call me a sellout or whatever you want to call it. It's fine with me. I've been called worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this has come from the same womb. Yet two different people. You know, I think about my brother. I have two brothers. We all came from the same womb. You know, fortunately, we had the same parents. But two different nations come out. My brothers are not me, and I'm not my brothers. They do what they do. I do what I do. They believe what they want to believe. I believe what I want to believe. And so what? Even though we came from the same womb, we have separate causes. See, you all, we were born into this world, but we have a separate nation in that we are what? The nation or the kingdom of God. And I just can't do and say everything that the other nation do. Why? Because I'm a citizen of a different nation. Woo! Come on, somebody. The Bible says that we are a peculiar people. How many of you know that you're peculiar this morning?
Mm-hmm.
How many of you know that you called out this morning? That, you know, you see things and you get it and you understand it, you know that that's just not my mark. And some would say, maybe they just not built like that. I beg to differ. It's not a thing that I'm built a certain way, but it's just that I'm a separate nation.
Mm-hmm.
That God has called me out to do something different. That he's called me out to a different place. That he's called me out to be able to what? Because I can't help the situation if I am a part of the problem. Are y'all with me this morning? Am I making sense to anybody today? So what does he do? So then he goes on, he says, the one people shall what? The one people shall be stronger than the other people. Not only do that, it's going to be separate people, he's saying that what? One of them is going to be more powerful. Don't take people's silence for weakness. Just because I don't say a thing, just because you don't see me running into it, don't mean that I'm not thinking. Don't mean that I'm not moving. Don't mean that I'm not strategizing. Don't mean that I don't have a plan. They often used to tell us in school, and people used to say that it's them quiet ones are the ones you better watch. I'm here to tell you today, it's them praying ones you better watch. It's them blood-bought ones you better watch. It's them ones full of the Holy Ghost you better watch. It's the ones that have been fasting, the ones that have been praying, those ones that have been seeking God. You better watch. Those are the ones. You better watch. So then he goes on, he says, and the other one shall be serving, and the elder, the oldest one, shall serve the younger. The older shall serve the younger. How many of you wrestle within yourself? You know, I have a side inside of me that I wrestle with. The Bible tells us what? That, you know, we wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has two sides. And we have a spirit man and we have a flesh man. We fasted this past week to what? To subdue the flesh man. We fasted this past week to subdue that flesh that we fight with. That part in us that we struggle with. That's what we fasted for. Are y'all with me? Am I making sense? So that the spirit man can be what? The stronger of the two. And he said that the younger would serve him. Let's keep going. All right, so then in Matthew 27, and he says this. got my verse here. It says, Matthew 27:3. I'll give you a moment to get it. Matthew 27:3. If you all, this word is helping you this morning, let me, give me a little love on social media. Throw me some thumbs up, comment something. Let us know that you're receiving this word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. It says this, Matthew 27, it says, then Judas, which had betrayed him. Now, what about Judas? Judas is in the circle. Judas is one of the boys. Judas is with Jesus. Judas is hanging out with the disciples. He knows the teachings. He knows the strategies. He knows God's power. He's seen the sick be healed. He's seen the lame walk. He's seen the dumb talk. Those who are among you sometimes are the very one who betray you. Just because they walk in with you don't mean they're necessarily with you. Just because they're locked arm in arm with you doesn't necessarily mean they have your best interest at heart. Just because they say that, hey, all lives and Black Lives Matter, doesn't mean that they're really about that. Because there's always what? An economic and selfish gain piece to this. Because people's hearts are what? Full of evil. And if you're not saved, I don't expect anything less of you. Because you don't have the integrity button. I get it. This is why. Sinners sin. That's what they do, church. We cannot expect anything else. What I'm saying, I expect it. Because that's what sinners do. But believers, blood-bought people, we don't act that way. Why? Because God has called us out for a peculiar people, and there's a time because we're part of a separate nation. Because when they tear up their nation, when that nation gone away, when there's nothing else left, when it's gone, what does he do? He brings us back. And we share in the nation that he's provided for us. And we show them a better way. We gave them a right to the tree. We showed them to the tree of life. We know that. What? I'm not leaning to my own understanding because I'm far from perfect. I got a lot of stuff that I deal with. Mm-hmm. But what? Let's go on and see. He says it. Then Judas, which betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, he repented himself. When Judas came to himself, there's going to be some people who are going to see when this is all said and done. Both white, black, hey, you know what? I was so much off my rocker. I was so much lost. I was gone. I was here. This is in the Bible, you are. I'm just reading this from the Bible. I don't take away from God's word, nor do I add to it. That I was so much off my rocker. I repented. Repent meaning what? Turn away. Turn away. Say, I repented. And then he said, what? And bought again the 30 pieces of silver up to the chief priests and elders. So what did Judas do? Judas sold his soul and he sold out Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Now, if Jesus Christ, being God, who was came down in robed in flesh and was crucified and died on the cross for our sins, the only one who was worthy enough to do that, and he got sold for 30 pieces of silver, why are you mad when you get betrayed? I'll wait. Ask yourself, y'all know we're a thinking church. Y'all know that by now. if you knew the Safe House, we're a church full of thinkers. You know, I believe God, I feel the Spirit, but I don't get so caught up in my emotion that I make dumb decisions. Do we all miss the mark sometimes? Absolutely. Have I missed it? Do I make this dumb decision time to time? Absolutely. However, well, so now he's bought. He sold himself for money. He sold Jesus out for money. So when people sell you out for a dollar, just look at them. They just Judas. And the Bible says what? Even in the midst of God himself, he had Judas who betrayed him, who had his own thing. You know, you out there protesting, you doing the right thing. That's fine. But just know you got some Judases out there. And they waiting for every moment to go over there and go steal a big screen TV. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know I'm not making friends today. I'm not in the business of making friends. I'm in the business of getting people to heaven and making better people along the way. Mm-hmm. Because Judas is just waiting because that's all he wants anyway. He's waiting for the moment and the opportunity. And then the Bible goes on and says, he said, saying I have sinned
and that I have betrayed the innocent blood. Think about it. People are using this situation, the innocent blood of this man, George Floyd, the innocent blood of a Tamar Rice, the innocent blood of a Trayvon Martin, the innocent blood of a Breonna Thomas, the innocent blood of all these people who've died in the industry, of Aubrey and all these others. It's just getting to the point, Eric Gardner, it's just so many to name. They're using innocent blood to make economic gain. Oh, it's in your Bible. Y'all didn't think this was in your Bible, did you? I keep trying to tell you. Nothing new under this sun, buddy. Nothing new under this sun. He tells us that. He reminds us of that. Nothing new. All right? So then what else does he tell us? Let's keep going. Then he says, and they said, what is that to you? See that I'm bowed to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Suicide. When the devil get done with you, he's going to kill you. I can't say it no simpler than that. The Bible said, for the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. When he is done, you will die. No question about it.
It's 10 o'clock.
You'll die. And he doesn't give a flying flip out. When he get done using you, you'll get your stuff. You'll take your Aston Martin. You'll take your fine house. You'll take your fine clothes. You'll take all these things. You'll take the big TV you stole. Somebody said, why do you care so much? It's not your stuff. Because there's a contract here. And the contract said, God told me that thou shalt not steal. I know it ain't my stuff, but I follow a contract. And this goes supersedes the law of the land. And that contract told me that I shouldn't steal. It told me that I shouldn't kill. It told me that I shouldn't covet my brother's wife. Mm-hmm. It told me that I shouldn't put any other God before him. And some of us have been serving the God of mammon, a.k.a. money, 30 pieces of silver, before we've been serving him. So we do things differently. Why? Because we want a dollar in our pocket. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going there today. I get it. If you need to leave, in some aspects, I'm glad that this is a church you can go in and go out, because I know some people ain't going to endure this word. I get it. But I'm trying to tell you, though, this is steak today. This is not milk. If you were looking for a milk message, sorry, wrong Sunday. This is steak, because believers need to chew on this a little bit. Why? Because God has something for us if we can stay the course. So then he goes on and says he hung himself, right? Then what else happens here? He says, I got a couple of things here in the way here. I can't see. Let me slide these down a little bit more. Then it says, then the chief priest took the silver pieces. Now, this is the money he didn't give, and said it is not lawful for them to put them in the treasury because it's the price of blood. They just said it was blood money. Now, this is interesting to me. I don't know about you all, but this is very interesting to me. Now, they gave him 30 pieces of silver for the ransom for Jesus, right? He goes up, he betrays him. He sells Jesus out. He points him out. They get him. Then he realizes he's made a mistake. He repents. But at that point, the damage was already done. Innocent blood was about to be shed. But he didn't know this was all part of the plan. See, you all, I'm telling you all, this is just all part of his plan. Do I understand it? No. But, you know, this is the thing about faith. Faith reveals the plan as we make the steps. This is why we say we walk by faith and not by sight. Because God reveals the steps as we start to walk the plan. Mm-hmm. So innocent blood, he said innocent blood was shed. They said, this is blood money, bro. This is blood money. Do you know it comes a point in time that even the world don't want your stuff because they know that it was blood money. The stuff that you sold yourself out for, blood money. Ask yourself. And then look, check this out. This is what verse 7 it says. And then they took counsel and brought with them to the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore, the field was called the field of blood until this day. So what they do, they took the money. They feel that he took, Judas took, 30 pieces of silver, and he bought a piece of property with it. He sold Jesus out for a piece of land. Some of us have been sold out for far less. Now, our government sold us out on a lot of levels. But this is the thing I got to keep reminding you. Our contract is not with the United States government. It's with this. My contract is with these 66 books I hold right here. These 66 books I got. These chapters I hold. This is what he told me he would hold me accountable to. And this is what I hold him. So every time something go wrong, I'll be like, God, but you say it right here. You will not leave me and forsake me. You say it right here, I will not be begging for bread. You say it right here that you can protect my children. Oh, I remind them. That's why you got to know the contract. I know, and I'm still in my introduction, y'all. Woo. I know this is going to be heavy today. Okay. All right. So then he goes on. He says, then was fulfilled that day, which was spoken by Jeremy, the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver to the price of him that was valued, for whom the children of Israel did value. All right. Let's move on. Last verse, and then I'm going to get into my, you know, message. All right. Let's read these two. I have them circled for you. Ephesians. I had to remind us today. I had to remind myself. I just not just preaching. Y'all, I'm preaching myself too. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Where therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Lord, heaven and fire, Lord Jesus, I come to you right now, Lord. I just want to say thank you. Lord, as we go deep into this word that you've given us on today, Lord Jesus, Lord, I ask that people's hearts, Lord, you be receiving, oh God, that, Lord, you, they don't look at the man, but Lord, you, but they hear the message. Lord, they don't look at, you know, saying what I am, Lord Jesus, but they look towards you, and that this message will pierce hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk to you from the subject today with the real Slim Shady. Please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up. Back in the year 2000, there was a rapper by the name of Eminem. Eminem, a white man. Eminem, a person who was dominating a culture that was predominantly African American. But now here it is, this white man that comes in and he's doing his thing. And he's not just doing his thing, he's killing it. He has the number one charts, he has the number one albums, he's getting all the album sales. And he proposed the question, and he makes this song called The Real Slim Shady. I know they say, oh, but Pastor, why are you over there? No, you got to know what's going on in the world. And I choose not to turn a blind eye, but I choose to say, Lord, what is really going on? And in this song, written in the year 2000, from what my research tells me, he goes on and he talks about this parallel of himself, his alter ego, will I say. How many of you know that you actually do have an alter ego? You know, you have Peter and I have Peter. I have the one who loves God. I have the one who wants to serve God. I know the one who will get the shirt off his back, the one who will give away everything he got to help somebody else, the one that he got to fight himself and not giving away, you know, almost his bill money because he just want to see others succeed. That one that, you know, that would just run over backwards. That one that would be willing to quit his job just, you know, Lord, just to do this all the time because he just wants to love people and want to see people go to the top and do this and do that and be all that God has called them to be and grow and be, you know, and magnify and, you know, and wants to see everybody treated fairly and wants everybody just, can we all just get along? But then there's a Peter that some of you may know and some of you may not know that can be jealous. There's a Peter who has a serious attitude problem. There's a Peter who can get in his own way sometimes. There's a Peter sometimes who might talk a little too much. There's a Peter that can be combative. There's a Peter that's pro-black that, you know, that wants this and would be out there with the raised black fist and all that stuff. And then there's a Peter that wants to sin and wants to do what he want to do and want to go out here and buy up, you know, possibly buy up the bar and buy up the club and just pop bottles and all that stuff. Yeah, he exists too. And if the truth ain't about to be told, he exists in you too. So what I want to know, will the real Slim Shady please stand up today? Why? Because you and I have to acknowledge that he does exist. And they often tell me when we go to the First Step program and all these different things, the first thing that you often have to do is acknowledge that there is a problem. Houston, we have a problem. There's a real Slim Shady in all of us. Mm-hmm. And we're attacking him today. We're going to acknowledge him today. I'm talking about personal accountability. I'm talking about me. And I hope that you can turn the mirror on yourself and know that I'm talking about you. What are you saying, Pastor? What I'm saying is this. Let's talk first. What is a Slim Shady? You know, as I researched and I found that he actually had a name for this. This wasn't just something he came up with. But Slim was, you know, he called himself Slim because he was thin. But as I was researching this and I was finding that, I find Slim to be what? Slim is me too. For us, that the Slim Shady inside of us, what is Slim Shady inside of us? It's the thin things, the superficial things, the temporary things, the shallow things, the short-term things. The things that we're willing to sell our soul for that we want so badly that they're really nothing. They just here for a little bit. And a lot of times what we find is some of us make long-term decisions in shallow places. We make long-term decisions when we're walking in the slim of us. Those things are shallow. Those things that are temporal. Okay? Let's talk about the shady part. The shady part speaks to the dark side that lives in all of us. Why must I be saved? Why? Because it's a war going on. I've already read to you Ephesians 6:12-13. It said that what there's a war going on you, that you wrestle against flesh and blood. What we see in the streets, those are not just the people. It's the lack of God that's not in the people. So if God is not in them, who's ruling them? The spiritual wickedness of darkness. It's darkness that's ruling them. It's darkness that's controlling them. It's darkness that got them doing what they're doing. It's darkness that got them saying what they're saying. It's darkness that got them going where they're going. It's darkness that has them where they are. And if we're not careful, it can be darkness that can have us. I tell you often, once saved, always saved. I don't see that in my Bible nowhere. So we have to work at our salvation. We have to continually work at it. Just to know, God, you got us. So with a slim, real Slim Shady, will he please stand up? That those superficial things of you, those thin things of you, those temporary things, those things that you know are no good for you, but you still want to do them anyway. And they speak to the dark side that lives in you. This is what we're trying. This is what our fast was about. Our fast was pointing these things out in our lives. And will we battle them all the time? Yes. Will they be a part of this? Yes. Let's go a little further. Let's talk. So what do? We find ourselves an alter ego where we're not our best selves. We all in this place. I'm not my best self all the time. You're not your best self all the time. We often find ourselves in places that we find that we want to make decisions and we want to do things that we know that we shouldn't do. Places we know we shouldn't go. Things we know we shouldn't say. But we struggle. Why? Because we're always wrestling. This is why I read Genesis. There's two nations inside of you. There's a nation of darkness that wants to grow. And then there's a nation of light that has to grow. And it's going to be one stronger than the other. But I'm here to tell you today, the one that you nourish the most is the one that's going to grow. How do we nourish him? By fasting and praying. He said only this time goes out by fasting and praying. Why does it only go out by fasting and praying? Because as you fast and you pray, what happens is that man grows. And when he grows, he pushes him out. He pushes him out. All right, so what else do you have to say to us? Okay. Then he goes on, he says, let's talk about dealing with Slim Shady. How we deal with him? Know who else is in there with you. How many of you actually know who you are?
How many of you actually know yourselves? Like I said, I can talk about me because I know me. I spend enough time with me. I have to get with me alone sometime to work out some things in me. This is why God sometimes puts us in isolation, because there's some things that work inside of us that's so demonic that he wants to deal with. If we're going to look closer to being like him, if we're going to look like him, there's some things we got to deal with. Implicit bias. You know, it's often said, people say, oh, I don't see you. I don't see any color. I'm colorblind. No, you do see color. No colorblind, you see. And, you know, one of the things out there is, you know, and me being a person, a scholar, you know, there's some scholars who say that, you know, people who are black cannot be racist because racism is a construct to explain how whites feel about them. And I vehemently disagree. I believe I can be racist. Matter of fact, I can prove it to you. Mm-hmm. I have some tendencies. I do have some implicit bias. I encourage every one of you when you get off the day that you Google the Harvard implicit bias test. Just to find out. No. Is it a perfect test? Nope. No. Do it maybe have some flaws? Yep. Can it teach you some things? Mm-hmm. Can it show you yourself? Mm-hmm. So your pastor went and took that test. I've taken it before. And I remember one time he showed me where I was, and I was like, yep, I knew I was kind of there, and I was okay with that. So I've been doing some work. I've been working, said, Lord, I need to move a little closer to the middle on this thing. And I took it again last night, and I'm wondering, I'll show y'all my score. I'm not perfect. I don't know if y'all could see this or there, but it says, you completed the study, and it showed where I completed the study. It said, your responses suggest a slight automatic preference for black people over white people. I already knew that because I know me. I'm learning me. I'm dealing with me. Now, what I like to say, I'm just colorblind. I treat everybody exactly the same. Yeah, I say it with my mouth, but my actions sometimes are different. And when I took this test before, I was even further to the right. So what I am noticing is there's been some growth, but I'm not there. Truth of the matter is, you're not there. That's why I'm trying to give you something to help you. Y'all here at the Safe House Church, you know, we work out three beliefs: discipleship, empowerment, and accountability. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to show you. I'm going to empower you. And then I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to hold you accountable. This is part of the accountability piece right here. Knowing thyself. They say, to their own self, be true. If you can lie to everybody else, but don't lie to yourself. So I can't lie to myself. Yes, I have a tendency to lean towards black people automatically. So what does that tell me, Peter? What does that tell you, church? That when I make decisions or when I'm dealing with issues or I'm dealing with people, I have to be extra cautious to make sure that I'm treating them fairly. It doesn't mean that I can't treat them fairly, because I can't. It just means that automatically my first reaction is not going to probably be a fair reaction towards them. Am I making sense to someone? If I'm helping somebody, y'all let me know. You know, some thumbs up or some hallelujahs, amens, I don't know, a little type, you know, because I'm reading type today. You know, because you know the new software, we can see it on the screen. I want to see you grow. I want to see you be better. I want to see you be that peculiar people that God has called out. So when his time comes, you are in position and you're ready. The Bible talks about what there's going to be a wealth transfer, right? From the wicked to who? To the believers. How does that going to happen? You got to be ready. And being ready means that I'm going to treat people fairly. I'm going to learn to judge people fairly. And yeah, I just showed you all. I'm not there. I got work to do. I encourage you. You go see what kind of work you got to do. So discover your price. What would you lose it all for? So for people who are taking notes today, number one, I want you to know, and I'm sorry, because I only got off my iPad and everything else. You know, God just took me everywhere. But number one, I want you to know who else is in there with you. Who rocks with you? This is for you and your personal time. This is a personal thing. This is a personal thing. Mm-hmm.
Know who rocks with you. If you can be automatically racist a little bit, know that. God loves you. You can work through it. It's a choice that you have to make. I choose to work through mine. You may not choose to work through yours, but because I know the Spirit of God lives inside of me, he pulls at me every single day and says, Peter, you cannot act like that. Peter, you cannot do that. I know what the world says, but you're not of the world. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. You're a separate nation. I showed you that in Genesis. That's two nations that I always struggle.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we went through those Bible verses in the beginning. Discover what is your price. If I was writing down my notes today, number two, what is your price? To be honest, we all got one. I often tell people, I know I got a price, and you got a price too. But what I tell people, I hope that you never discover what my price is. Because we all can be bought. Some of you sell it out for much less. Some of you sell it out for a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you sell it out for sex. You know, you can't keep the pants up, can't keep the dress down. You know, this all over the place. Gotta feed that flesh. Some of you sell it for alcohol, drugs. You know, I gotta have my blunt. I gotta have this. I gotta have that. I can't function. Gotta have my cigarettes. Can't function. That's the price you sold yourself out for. It's cheap. If you're gonna go to a Heinz Billy at least. Some of you sold out for money. You'd rather be working on Sunday than serving God.
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather work, stack it. And you know what? You do all that stacking, and God said, you're going home today. What good was it for you to work yourself to the bone? And I'm learning this one too. Because the Bible said both man can't serve both God and mammon. Some of us spend so much time trying to get this money. Get this money. That's the world talk. God said, if you do what I ask you to do, he said, what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness. And what? And all these things shall be added unto you. Do you believe it or not? If you don't believe it, then I get it. So that's why you're going to go out here and you're going to work yourself to death. Literally. Death. And you know what? Your widow or whoever's left just gonna spin it and ain't thought twice about you. Well, he was a good man. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I had to be careful of this. I was working so hard one time, and I wanted this because I was trying to get this so-called American dream, and I want my kids to have this, and I want my wife to have that, and I want her happy. And you know what I found out? She was happier when I was at home. And that sounds like oxymoron. You know, nope. And she told me that probably more than one time. But in my head, I had this thing because I was on the world system. That all I had to do was get. And if anything, I hope that some of you will find out during this quarantine time that stuff means nothing. It's nice to have. I'm not against it. Oh, yeah, I believe in, you know, God has laid up the wealth for the righteous. But it's not it at the end of the day. Then what? Some of them sell it for fame. Do you not know there's a lot of people who are famous and broke? Do you not know there's a lot of people who are famous and broke? Got all this stuff and have nothing to show for it. Then some of us give it up for power. We want to control stuff. I want to control. And know that at the end of the day, you really don't control anything. Life is not about vapor. He blows on your life. You out of here, buddy. Then what? Know your price. These are questions you should be questioning within yourself. Oh, it's Pentecost Sunday this morning. Woo, boy, this is good to me. Mm-mm-mm. Let's ask one other question. So I asked myself the question, who riding with me? I got to know my dark side because I know I got one. That means my flesh. I got to know it. I got to know what he likes. I got to know what his triggers are. I got to know what's going to set him off. Mm-hmm. I got to know what's his price. I got to know what's his limits. Because we got limits. We all got them. It's the Slim Shady in us. Will he please stand there and be accounted for?
get dressed and stand. How do you deal with him? You get dressed and stand. What are you saying, Peter? Glad you asked. We read that last verse today. We read against what, Ephesians 6:11. It says, you know, Ephesians 6:7 says what, that we put on the whole armor of God. We read Ephesians 6:11. Verses 11, 12, and 13. And he told us what? That we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So my brothers and sisters, you know, the people I see is not them, but the spirit that lives inside of them. Oh, yeah, that's what we're fighting against. As a matter of fact, he said they were what? In high places. Police corruption is in high places. It ain't just on the streets. Yes, they're killing people on the streets, and it's wrong. 100%. But you need to look. It goes further up the chain. It starts in the governor's house. It starts at the commissioners. It starts at the White House. Because if they don't follow the rules, how you expect the other people to keep the contract? The only reason that I'm saying enough right now, the only reason that you're saying enough right now, because our contract is with this and not with that thing they call the Constitution of the United States. So that's why people say, well, you should be raging in the streets and you should do this. Because I understand my contract is not with the Constitution. It's never been with it. The contract I serve is this. It just happened to be a beautiful Thompson chain reference book. But my contract is with this. And the 66 books that's in it. I don't like everything in this. I don't. I'm just telling y'all it's not true. But do I supposed to abide by it? Mm-hmm. And this supersedes the law of the land. So what I found is this. If you're doing this, the law of the land, that's nothing. You can follow the law of the land because this supersedes the law of the land. The truth of the matter is, so if you go back and you look, the law of the land that they call the law, they wrote it directly out of this. They just took and, but see, this is where they messed up at. Where they messed up was they just took the pieces that they want. You see what I'm saying? And that's what we mess up sometimes. We just take the pieces we want. I told you, it's stuff in here I don't like. But I got to take all of it or take none of it. It's not a halfway thing. I can't just take the pieces and the parts I like. I just can't just pick over it because it's like me picking over a salad. No, I got to eat the whole thing. Y'all with me this morning. I know, a little long today. But hey, if you got to go, you got to go. I just got to get this thing out because this is what God has given me. Then he goes on and says, how do we stand? Number one, you stand in your integrity. Keep your voice. You can't tell anybody anything. Like I was saying when I first started this today, Moses couldn't say anything to anybody when he initially started. Why? Because he had killed a man himself. You find yourself doing this stuff and you try to stand up all of a sudden, hey, don't you do this? They're going to be looking at you. Boy, whatever. Get out of here with that. So that's why you got to keep your voice, keep your integrity. At the end of the day, that's all we got. How else do we stand, Peter? Live holy. It protects you. No blame. See, if I live holy, then I don't have to worry about these other things. If I live holy, if I live holy, I ain't got to worry about them being able to say, oh, I did this or I did that and try to what? Dishonor my witness. So living holy is powerful. It protects you. See, people look at living holy, it's like, oh, it's just a God thing. No, what he's really doing is protecting you. And you don't even realize it. I'm almost done, y'all. I'm trying to teach you how to deal with the Slim Shady that lives inside of all us. Because he definitely lives inside of Peter. Be the peacemaker. If you go back and you read in there, it says that what? That you'll be with the preparation, the shout of peace on your feet and the preparation of the gospel of peace, right? We got to be the peacemaker. I'm not instigating anything. And how do I do that? Through my influence. How do I gain my influence? That I live the life that's holy, that's blameless. Doesn't mean that I got it right all the time. But, you know, even in that, I keep my integrity. Think about all the stuff that Job went through. Job complained. Job said, Lord, you know, the Lord giving, the Lord taking away, blessed be the name of the Lord. He went through all this stuff. He had boils on his body and was about to die and all this. But through it all, you never saw what Job said. What? You never, even his wife came and said, curse God and die. That's what I would do. And what does he say? He didn't do that. because he kept his integrity. You got to keep your voice. You got to keep our voices. So be that peacemaker. So what? Keep your voice. Be blameless as much as possible. And therefore, what? This is your influence. Now I have people who call me, who ask questions, and they're like, oh, I expect you to do this, and I expect you to do that. I'm like, no, because that's going to harm my witness. Is that a part of me that wants to do those things? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Go in the streets and go nuts. But I serve a God. I have a spirit inside of me that says, you're a peculiar people. We don't do things like that. Speak life. Right now, we're in a damn time. People need to hear life. They need to hear your faith. You know, I got caught up in worship this morning. No, some would say, oh, he was crying on all around the world. People around the world saw him out there crying or whatever. I don't care because it was real. I got things that burden me down. I got things that bother me. I'm still on this side. I'm still flesh. I'm still here with you all. So I still suffer through this world. I still get randomly pulled. You know, God has blessed me to have a couple of old school nice cars. I've gotten pulled before, and I know I didn't do anything. And I just, you know what, to be honest, I just ate the ticket. I hated it. I was not happy about it. But you know what? Out of the blue, here come a saint and gave me some money, or somebody gave me this, and God gave me the money to pay for it. I just had to endure a little bit. He said, you go ahead and do a suffering. He said, I was going to endure it for his name's sake. But you know what? He always provided. So did anything miss in my house because I had to go pay this ticket? No. And I know I didn't. I didn't earn it. When I did earn it, and there was a time I was earning them. I won't get them. No, I got it. I know I didn't earn it. I won't speed him. But I know what it was. He saw this nice black car with all blacked out windows and all this stuff, and he had to stop me. He wanted to see who was in there. Then he saw it was me. He had to come up with something to give me, and he just gave me a speeding ticket. He couldn't tell me how fast I was going or anything. I asked. But I'm on the side of a country road. I'm not going to press the issue. Just give me my ticket and let me go. And oddly enough, that ticket's still pending right now. Because what? A pandemic happened in the middle of all of it. God knows. Who knows? I might get a call and say, you know what? We lost the ticket. And I go right back to my little lawyer's office and say, give me my money back, and I'm gone. That's the kind of God we serve. But we got to know that. Even through that, sometimes he don't keep you from the stuff. He just takes you up through it. Then he goes on. So speak life. You got to speak faith. No, you don't see it. I was like, I'm singing the song today. I trust him. I don't always see it, y'all, but I trust him. I do. Lastly, guard your thought life. What you feeding yourself. Don't sit there in front of that TV, Facebook, or Periscope. I enjoy them just as much as anybody else. And y'all know that those who follow me or those who, you know, or by church, y'all know Pete like that stuff. Because I like socializing. That's part of who I am, okay? But I have to pull back sometimes because you can get sucked in. And this is what the enemy do. He wants to suck you in so that you what? Then people can see, you know, then people can try to make you blame you. And then when you get blamed, they try to take your voice. And when they take your voice, then it bothers your influence. And if it bothers your influence, it's going to affect your faith. So what? Have a structure. Structure your life. Structure your thoughts. Just don't be out there any and everything. What's the purpose? You know, if you told yourself you're going to be on the thing 5 minutes, be on it 5 minutes. I'm talking to me now, right? If you say that you're not going to go ahead, you just want to go ahead and see a couple of friends and family, do that. Have a purpose with it. When you get caught up is when you do things without purpose. Am I making sense to anybody? When I find myself caught up is when I'm doing things without purpose. I'm just doing them just for the sake of saying, just to do it. And what you find out, you end up down a road that you just keep going. And next thing you know, it's like, how did I end up here? Because you had no purpose. Have a purpose with what you're doing. Y'all still love me? I love y'all. Last but not least, be mindful of your company. Be mindful of your company. It's often said that birds of a feather flock together. Mm-hmm. Birds of a feather flock together. You can't just, I know that's your friend from high school, but if your friend from high school wants to just be an idiot, you can't be it.
You have to make a decision. I know this is your love and this is your family. I get it. Love them from a distance. Why? Because you have a purpose on your life. And that purpose on your life, it affects your faith. It affects your influence. It affects how you live so you be blameless. And what? And it affects your voice. People of God, this is how we stand. He said, when you've done all you can do to stand, I read it to you. What did he say do? Stand. So all he's telling us to do is to get dressed and stand. Why? Because he's going to do the work. God is doing the work, not us. He is going to do the work. And all he said, look, keep your voice, stand there in integrity. Make sure you're blameless. Mm-hmm. Protect your influence. Keep believing that I'm going to do it. Know why you're there. And don't attach yourself. We call it in the Bible, say, don't be, what is it? Be ye not yoked. With what? Be unequally yoked, right? He said, be ye not unequally yoked. That's what he's talking about. Some of you all, some of the people we hang out with is our problem. I know they're your family. I know that's your cousin. I know that's your brother or your brother-in-law from a distance. You got to make some decisions until they decide. But if they ain't decide, you got to decide. Because if you don't decide, they're going to decide for you. And if they're deciding for you, what you're going to find is that you're going to be in a place and you're going to be wondering, how did I get here? Do you understand what I'm saying to you this morning? God bless you, Yvonne. God bless you, Carolyn. God bless you, Brother Williams. You know, it's a little different. You ain't getting no amens in here, but it's all good. I'm not preaching for amens. I'm preaching to please him. And I just want to help God's people and help myself. Because I need this. This is my word too, y'all. So what am I saying? I'm done with my slide. I'm done, y'all. Let me get out of this. Okay, with my screen come back. Come on back here, screen. So what are you saying today, Pastor? I'm saying simply this. God has called us, y'all. And he has some things for you and I to do. He has a plan. It's coming. You got to believe that it's coming. And even in all of this, and all of getting, and all the things we're doing, he said what? Stand. And all he asked us to do is just stand. He didn't say for us to go out there and do anything but stand. Love on people. Protect people. Do what you know is the right thing to do. But in all of that, just stand. Mm-hmm. Because we got two sides of us. All of us do. As well as I think I know my wife, it's a side of her, I'm just never going to probably know. As well as my wife, you know, knows me, there's a side of me that she's never going to really get. And if the truth be told, it's the same for you, but you need to know that side. Thank you, friend, for the thumbs up. You need to know that side of you. So as I go in closing today, and just thinking about, you know, God and his goodness, now he has a plan. He does. He does. He does. He does. And all he's doing is telling us, just trust my plan. Just trust my plan. Just trust my plan. Just trust my plan. As we play today, I'm going to play a little music here. And we go, I know we're not in the traditional church format, but nonetheless, I want to pray for you. And I want to pray for you right now. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I come to thee right now, Lord. You know those who have heard this word today. You know those, Lord Jesus, who've taken heed. You know those, Lord Jesus, who've seen or searching, oh God, that we all deal with a slim shady that's inside of us. We acknowledge that he exists. It's our alter ego, Lord. We acknowledge that he's slim, that it's not much to him. But Lord, it's a darkness that we all fight. That I fight, Lord. Personal responsibility. My influence, Lord Jesus. Living right, Lord Jesus. With myself, Lord Jesus. My time, my money, Lord. Fame, Lord, jealousy, all these things that we all fight, Lord. But let us put it in perspective and know that you are God. For it's you that's made us and not us. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise your name. And we give your name all the honor and all the glory. Protect your people on this day. Protect them from danger, seen and unseen. Hold them and keep them in the palm of thy hand like all you can. As you do all these things to others, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If this message has been a blessing to you, I'm asking at this time, as we switch over, that you all be able to help us a little bit in tithes and offerings.
Hallelujah, Jesus. As I get this, try to pull the screen up here. I don't know what's going on with it. Okay, you're not working. All right. Well. Jesus.
For your goodness and glory.
As you see there at the bottom of the screen, you have the Cash App. It'll be Cash App here. That's Safe House Church, GSO, here in the beautiful city of Greensboro. Those who are tithers, you can also send your tithes and your offering there. And we are just so appreciative how you support this ministry. Without you all, this ministry would not be able to be done. I have awesome equipment, and that's because of the Safe House Church. You know, I'm able to give an awesome broadcast. We got to, you know, you see how clear our pictures come through. You see backgrounds. All this stuff costs money. And the Safe House Church has given us that. And for that, I'm grateful. Matter of fact, in fact, it's time. Let me give my part too. Amen. You don't have a preacher here who didn't do his part. I believe in tithe and offering, and I tithe and I offering too. So as I give you the opportunity to give tithe and offering at this point, I ask that you go to your Cash App or wherever it may be, or you can go to PayPal, paypal.me/ministryaid, paypal.me/ministryaid. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me give my little bit here. Hallelujah. We got paid this week, so this, you know, it's tithing time for me. Amen. Amen. So you know, but everything that goes here, you know, goes in here, it goes right into the supporting this ministry. Amen. Because we believe we have a dynamic ministry that God is blessing as we go to the next level. Amen. Amen. So I'm paying mine right now. Hallelujah. Tithes. A Safe House Church sent. Okay. Amen, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. How many know it's his goodness and his glory? All right, so mine is done. God has his portion. I'm not going to touch God's stuff. Amen, amen. So as I come back in today, I just want to go ahead and finish with you. And as I have some closing remarks on today, that you all, we just have to trust God. That through it all, God has our back. And we just got to know that he has our back. And I love you all. And don't get caught up in this world stuff. We in the world, but we're not of the world. And you know what? They're not going to understand. Don't expect them to understand. It's not in them to understand it. You know, some people go call you out your name. I've been calling out my name more the last couple of days than I have been in a long time. From, you know, Uncle Tom, the coon, this and that. But you know what? They plug Jesus' beard. Do you not know? We have that pretty little picture of Jesus of when he got beat by the cat nine tails and all those things. And we said, oh, give address for those by phone. Address, church address, I'm sorry. P.O. Box 176. Yes, that's P.O. Box 176, Kernersville, North Carolina. That's 27284. And you can go to our website, www.safehousechurchgso.com. Again, safehousechurchgso.com, and you will find the address there if you would like to mail us something. We're definitely really appreciative for that. But in closing, be careful. Watch over yourself. Keep yourself. We ask for the spirit of discernment. Pray for yourself because, you know, we all got Slim Shady that we fight. You know, ask God for his protection. Pray for your family. Ask God for discernment. But more importantly, protect your witness. Acknowledge that, you know what, it exists and it does exist inside of me. I'm not immune to this. But I have some things that I have to deal with. So on Wednesday night, come back and see us. We've been preaching and teaching holiness on Wednesday night. So Wednesday night, same platforms, you know, whether you're on Periscope, Facebook, YouTube, our website, wherever the case may be. God bless you all. I love you all. You all pray for your pastor. Pray for me. You know, I have a burden for the people. I do. And everybody doesn't see it the same way I see it. And I get it. They're not supposed to. Because when God calls you to be a leader, leaders just don't see things the way other leaders do. And it's okay. And we have to be well within our soul and know who we are. And because we know who we are, we understand and celebrate him and know who he is. So God bless you all. I love you all. You all take care. Have an amazing, amazing day. And I just want to say thank you. Take care. Love you. And we move on out of here. All right. Notice one thing and notice to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm.